Darren, you want to give a little, you want to give a little mic check? Make sure that old microphone of yours is still working. Give a little mic check.
I did it. That was it. That was the whole check.
Okay, do you want to try a different mic check that's effective that will let you check your mic, Darren?
I'm scared to touch it.
That's fair. It's title of your sex tape. Here we go. My name is DJ.
And my name is Darren. That is a spicy intro.
It is such a spicy intro. This is Friends with Microphones. And we have a new intro theme song. We have a new theme song. And it's so exciting because it is a song that is performed by friends and local Canadian upcoming funk soul legends, if I do say so myself, because they will eventually be legends.
If I do say so myself,
the band is called Carter and the Capitals. The song is called You're My Friend. It's featuring the lovely vocal talents of not only Carter and the Capitals and co, but also Stephanie French. You can find that song on their self-titled debut studio album called Carter and the Capitals. So let's go over this one time and one time only. Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, and the, you've heard those words before. Capitals,
you can spell
is
those.
Like the Washington Capitals.
Iridocyclitis.
It's spelled just like iridocyclitis. If you spell iridocyclitis so wrong that it hurts to look at.
I'd like to think that they wrote the song for us, but it turns out that people can have friends, and this is not something unique to our podcast.
I found that interesting. I found out recently also somebody the other day walked up to me and they said, oh, my friend Jeremy. And I said, oh, friend, you must have heard my podcast. And they said, no. And I said, but surely that's where you got the word. I thought we invented the word friend. Darren, you told me, you came to me and you said, I have a great idea for a show and a great idea for a new word.
I thought I coined this term in the 1600s.
I thought that back in the 1600s, old ancient Darren was going around telling people, hello, I've come up with a new word. It's called friend and it means chap. Or
good chap?
Buddy. Yeah, chap. Chap. Like good, hey, okay. Old chap or good buddy or... Well,
and
I almost
chap
said friend.
Was after Charlie Chaplin. Before Chaplin, there were no friends. People just hated each other.
Nobody had any friends before Charlie Chaplin.
This was buck wild intro.
I was gonna say that's some of the most raw, chaotic Darren and DJ energy I think I've ever heard in the beginning of a podcast. How are you?
I'm doing well. In the bottom of a deep well. I'm being held at gunpoint by my microphone.
Darren, okay, so let's pull back the curtain a little bit. We might as well. We're a few minutes into this. Let's talk turkey. Darren is eating turkey. No, let's talk real turkey.
No.
Let's talk real turkey. We had a brief intro that we had recorded, and then suddenly Darren's microphone cut out on him. It stopped. His microphone has broken. Zoom the company if you're out there. If you would like to help Darren, please. His lav mic broke and we're both really sad about it.
The battery door is like the flimsiest thing in the universe, and the battery door is broken.
And so the batteries are like coming out.
The springs on the inside are so strong, it just decided to push. the batteries out of the, like, and break the battery door. It's currently gaff taped closed and pried shut with a toenail clipper.
I'm so scared that in the middle of this good run of goofs we're gonna have today, Darren is gonna lose everything.
No, I'm recording a scratch track onto Audacity, so you at least deal with some awful audio, if not hopefully good audio.
So now this is interesting. Potentially... either already or later in the episode.
I sound like ass.
I was going to say, potentially already or later in the episode, you will have heard Darren's awful audio quality because he's recorded onto his webcam microphone as well as his nice microphone. It's nice to do both sometimes, I guess, just in case.
Just in case.
And I will say, for the viewers at home, I would like to point out that Darren is doing his best to put on a brave face, but every 30 seconds or so, he glances to the left as if the microphone is holding him at real gunpoint. And he just looks so nervous that he's not reading the cue cards right.
Well, it's just, I'm just, you know that little red light? I'm just scared it'll go away again.
Yeah, the first time it went away, it made you, like, pretty real life sad. Oh no, Darren looks concerned again. Is it okay, buddy? We can talk about it. This is okay. We're gonna really pull back the curtain on this episode.
It blinked. I don't know if that means I clipped or it. It's,
oh, it could mean anything. We don't know now. We won't know until the end.
this is like just like some weird TV show, and I feel like it's in that two-thirds sad point where everything gets bad, and then hopefully it'll come through at the end. But we'll see.
Well. We will. We will have to see. Absolutely.
We will have to see. How's your week been? Are you being held at gunpoint?
I almost said I wish I was, but I don't wish I was. No, I'm doing, you know, I've had a week. It's been a good week. I've been teaching the youth. I almost said the youth of tomorrow, but what I mean is the future of tomorrow, the youth of today. I've been having a lot of fun going to
teaching
some...
the tomorrow of yesterday.
I've been having a lot of fun teaching the tomorrow of today's yesterday's tomorrow. So it's been a really good time.
As they say, the future are our future.
Yep, the future. I believe the future is our future. I've been having a really good time hanging out with students this week and making music, which is what I love to do. It's been a very good time. It's been a very enjoyable experience. I have to say, though, on behalf of me and probably every single other teacher in the world right now who deals with music on any level, or maybe just any teacher ever, boy, am I fucking sick of TikTok dances in my classroom. I could get over that shit pretty quick.
Wow. Wow. Okay. And I feel like you've just aged. Remember, I feel like you've taken a big gulp out of that cup from Indiana Jones. You are aging before my eyes.
Yeah, dude. Welcome. This is, call me Judd Apatow because this is 40. And I'm fucking over it, dude. What I will say...
Now, I need to know the top three dances, and please explain them in great detail. This is radio.
Look, it's just Renegade, okay? And I don't want to be overly specific about this for too long, because this is probably going to date the podcast ever so slightly. But I know that the history of the internet will remember the Renegade dance. If you were listening to this podcast at a point in time where you don't know what that is, you need to Google it right now. You'll find it. You'll find the evidence.
No. Just give a quick describe visually what they're doing. Are they punching the
their
area?
Their hands move around in circles, and then they sort of throw something up. They go and then they.
Is this the one the knees go left and right?
No, it's not that one. It's the Renegade dance, where the song goes Renegade, and so I don't really,
you
know.
Be careful getting too close to that MP3, my dude. We might get copy-striked. That sounded exactly like the song.
I'm too accurate. Oh no. I will say, genuinely, what makes me very happy is that. These children.
Oh, I know this dance.
You do?
I do. This is the Charlie dance.
Okay.
This is the dance. You know Charlie, like the biggest TikToker? TikTokist. That's how that came about.
I don't think they're called TikTokists.
You know, why not? Why not? You can start a new trend.
Because, I mean, if you want the answer to why not, it's because it sounds awful.
All right. What do you plan to do about this trend in your classroom?
Here's the thing,
teacher man.
Let me tell you what it is that I do. I scare the living hell out of them, because what I do is I stop. Now I deal with mostly with music, so I will stop conducting, and I will say, "Hey, you either play your instrument or you do the Renegade dance. But I would be very surprised if you could do both. Don't try it." You're not going to impress anyone. Do the Renegade dance later. And what makes me very happy is that the look in their eyes is like, oh, this old fucker knows what the Renegade dance is. Darren is gone from Discord, everyone. It's just me, lone wolf, recording out here. In the middle of my story, Darren has the audacity to jump off of Discord. It's like he doesn't even care about what my story is or how it ends. This man thinks that he's allowed to just, wow, he's really not coming back anytime soon. This man thinks he has the power to just leave the call whenever he wants. No respect for my story.
Now, you think that that was because my Discord died. No, it's because you turned 40 before my eyes and I had to get out before I got old.
That's fair. That's fair. My oldness was possibly rubbing off on you. I understand. But can you tell me right now so you don't keep hurting my feelings? Did your Discord just crash?
Yeah, it did just crash.
All right. I'm fine with that, though. But what I love is that genuinely they will, and I'll repeat this for your sake. I don't know if I have to edit it out for the viewers, but they don't know what to talk about anymore because they're like, oh, he might actually be aware of memes. And I'm like, yeah, but not here. We don't do that here.
I bet you've heard of premarital sex, too.
I don't talk about that with them.
You know what? That's professional and fair.
I cannot stress this enough. This is an audio recording that goes out on the internet, Darren, and I cannot stress this next point enough. I don't talk about that with them. You understand me? That's not what I talk about with them.
Okay, fair enough. This is not an alley I'm going to drag you down. Speaking of alleys, so I go, you know, we've discussed the fact that I like to step forward repeatedly, you know, maybe sometimes the tune of music, and most people call it jogging.
Oh.
It's a thing I do. Yeah, that was a horrible segue.
No, Paul Blart wrote a horrible segue. You, whatever you just did was just a ruiner of stories. Okay, do whatever you're going to. Weave your tale, okay. Story master, crypt keeper. Okay. Tell me
so
a tale.
I frequently jog after work, and I frequently work till 9, and we're in Canada, so the light is not around by 9. By 9, it's gone. There's no light left.
100%.
You know when you walk past a house and the garage sensor goes off and the lights turn on?
No. Oh, wait.
Sorry. This is supposed to be a universal experience.
Sorry. Light... Do you mean, when you say the sensor, do you mean the garage door opens for you?
No, I mean in the front of the house, the front of the house lights up because there's a motion sensor in the front where so that when a car pulls in, the lights in the driveway will go on.
Sorry.
Okay.
Darren,
you said no, and I thought you were blockading me for some reason.
Darren, I thought that you meant that there were houses that when you jogged by them, their garage doors just opened. And I was like, do you ever go in and take a peek and see what they got in there? Cool cars, cool old artifacts.
Wow, that is so not where I'm going with this, but I love it. I'm going to try to do that from now on.
No, don't. That's breaking and entering, Darren.
Wow, that's a door opens for me. That's entering. I broke nothing.
That's just entering.
That's what I call using and entering.
What were you going to talk about then?
All right, so I jog back and forth on a single street, and a single house on this street has this sensor. And every time I go past the house, the lights turn on.
You fucker.
And it stays on for about a total of 30 seconds based on the amount of time it takes me to get past. And then it stays on for a little extra time. How much electricity and therefore money have I stolen from this person? Is this appreciable? Is this something? Do they demand compensation from me because I have slowly sapped them of their precious jewels?
I was going to say.
That was the electricity term, jewels. It was good.
Okay, so first of all, well,
jokes are better when you explain them.
What we'll do, Darren, is we'll step outside the joke for a second. Obviously, the jewels joke, a solid 7 out of 10. No improvements That's needed true. Unless you want to make it a good joke. That would be good.
Wow.
I would say good story. 8 out of 10, solid on the story. Really liked it a lot. What I'll do now is we'll cut all this out, obviously, but now I'll jump back in and I'll actually respond to what I think about the this electricity issue.
Do I have detention again?
Yeah, I mean you're gonna have to stay after the podcast to think about what you did. But
okay.
So what we'll do now is we'll jump back into the bit, but we'll pretend like none of this happened. It's okay. We don't have to bring that kind of.
Can I make the clickbait title of this? I had to stay after class. Gone sexual.
No, it's not like that. Stop! No, this goes on the internet.
More people will click it that way.
Yeah, more people will click a lot of things that have those words in them, but don't. Darren, here's what I have to say. You have to be very careful about the words you use when you tell this story, because you have not stolen any electricity from them, because you do not have the electricity running through you like some sort of Flash-esque superhero. And also, you've not stolen money from them, because I don't see a profit on your end.
I did also steal money from them, but
that was because their garage door was open and the bags of money were just there. That's different.
Yeah, I shouldn't have labeled them as bags of money. I thought it was leaves.
Yeah, right?
But genuinely, it's like, I've been jogging here for like a year. Cumulatively, do you think that's noticeable? Do you think their monthly statement went up just a tiny bit? Do you think it's like up by a few pennies, or do you think that didn't happen?
I honestly don't know. There's so many energy efficient light bulbs these days, they probably don't even notice it on their bill. They're probably saving plenty.
What if they're trying to like, what if they're rolling coal? What if it's just a bunch of really gaseous light? It just it just puts out constant spits black smoke.
Listen, if they're working with coal, what you've done is you've provided a job, because somebody's got to scoop more coal on your behalf. They hire a second coal scooper. They're like, actually, that jogging boy is coming, so we should have another coal scooper from 10:30 or from 9:30 to 10:30. We should have another coal scooper out. So actually, we are going to need Derek from down the road to scoop coal too.
I like the idea that I'm the most exciting part of their day, and they're all at the living room window like, oh, okay, there it goes. There it goes. Here it comes. Oh, the lights off. Oh, it's gone. Oh, it's gone. Oh, here it comes again.
They watch you jog like people watch the DVD logo try to hit the corner of a TV screen in 2007. They're just like, oh, the lights came on. But it happens every time, and then it kind of loses its effectiveness. Speaking of losing your effectiveness, let's you and I take a break.
Again? Is that a joke about you being old again?
If you joke about me being old one more time, I'm going to make you stay after class twice. We're going to break. Bye.
Oh, man. So this amazing, wonderful, glorious show is brought to you by Rainproof Media, the place where we put things sometimes. Yes.
Okay. Do you?
Was that good? Was that good? I tried to do it in like an 1800s butler style.
Okay, I actually didn't have my headphones on. I didn't really hear what you tried to do. Can you do it again?
No, I feel like the magic's a little gone.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just assume that you did a good job. If you want, you can go ahead and record the rest of it, of the ad. I don't really want to do this one, so.
All right. This week on Darren for Super President, you will find two videos. One video fears only fire. The other one must be buried in the backyard so it will grow new wings. Please check it out. It's very important that you watch all of our things and then give us money, or else we don't have anything to do with our lives.
You're doing great, buddy.
You said you were watching. I'm gonna jump in the pool.
You're doing it, buddy. That's so great.
No, but you told me you were watching.
Yep.
But did you watch My Awful Cities?
Yeah, your mom and I got a video of it, buddy. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Did you watch my show?
Yeah. What?
I feel like you're trying to read the newspaper more than you're trying to talk to me.
I feel like, what did you, what was that, buddy? What did you say?
Never mind.
Okay. Are you done your little recording now? Do you want to come up for dinner?
What's for dinner?
It's a steak, bud. We still don't know how to make anything else. It's just steak.
I hate steak.
There's no sides, buddy. It's all just steak. We'll cut it up real small for you.
I've been vegan for 6 months and you don't appreciate me.
Yeah, I know. That's why I keep making you steak.
Broccoli and steak, and then I could eat the broccoli, and then I told you I was vegan. You stopped giving me broccoli.
Yeah. We didn't really want to have any more broccoli because I don't know, you kept every time you would come to the dinner table, you would say, yum, yum. Daddy likes his broccoli. That's where I like it. Yum, yum, right in my mouthy. And I don't...
That, I did say that. That's true.
Yeah. And every time you would eat the broccoli and then you would take one bite and you would say, Daddy likes the crunchums. I like it when it, I like it when it makes the big crunch on my mouth. Big green boy. That's who I am. And every time you would say that, it would make me so deeply uncomfortable. And your mother and I are getting a divorce. Go to the Rave Room Media YouTube channel. This is the shittiest ad for anything ever. I'm leaving. Do you fuck with bubbly?
Like bubbles in general? Soap. I like soap. I appreciate being clean and I wash with soap.
Okay, fine. Let's do your thing. Yeah, soap is good. I also like being clean. No, I don't want to do your thing. No, do you drink like bubbly, like sparkling water?
I used to drink many things, and now I just drink water and milk. So much milk. I drink so much milk.
Yeah, you do drink a lot of milk. It's not rare that you and I will be on Discord together, not recording the show, just as friends. Friends without microphones, but also we have the microphones because we need to talk to each other. It's not important. Semantics. What's mostly important is that I will see you on Discord and you will be just fucking annihilating like a liter of milk.
This is, yeah. I mean, I do, yeah. No, I drink a lot of milk. I realized the other day that I already bought 1 liter of milk after I drank one, but then I drank another one. I'm like, wow, I just had a normal day plus 2 liters of milk.
Nothing like a normal day plus 2 liters of milk. Do you buy a liter at a time?
Well, if you could buy the giant jug of the strawberry milk, I would, but you can't. And strawberry is the best milk, fight me. I would actually probably buy one of those if it was banana milk, too, because I like bananas.
Right, but can you, like, the company that makes strawberry, like, I almost said what cow company do you use, but
I've... which cow do you use for your milk? I tend to use Jerry.
Where do you squeeze your good white protein from? I'm just wondering, like, what brand of milk do you drink that makes the strawberry? Is that Dairyland?
The one that generic? I don't know. It's the same as the, like, you get a 4 liter, the big plastic jug.
Yeah, but there's like three different brands that make milk that can.
I go to the store. I see the milk. I buy the milk. I drink of the milk.
I go to the store. I see the milk.
Jeez Louise. You know how you go? And there's eggs, and eggs may come from many people, but to me, it's just eggs.
Oh, see, I default to the Western family. We're getting very brand loyal on this show lately, and I think it's brave of us.
I frequently will get home and realize what brand and what size of eggs I bought.
I go for the large ones. I like them large.
I like them chonky. By that, I mean I just like having more than the regular amount of eggs.
Sure. So do you only drink strawberry milk? I just want to jump back to this. I'm very confused.
I feel like my childlike wonder comes off negatively on this show sometimes.
I'm like, not trying to be negative about it.
Don't sell flavors like cotton candy or blueberry. Those would be really good, but
blueberry milk would build. Hey, blueberry milk would fuck, dude. Absolutely. Yeah,
I'd fuck a blueberry cow.
No. Now editing DJ has more work to do. Because now okay. What he has to do is take what you said and spike the volume up by 20 decibels so that no one can miss what you said. You absolute trash. No, fuck a blueberry cow, you motherfucker.
Genuinely, like, milk is milk. It tastes good. And then you have chocolate milk. And I don't like to say I work out because it's, like, douchey sounding. But, like, yeah. I genuinely have protein every day, and it's all chocolate flavored because every other flavor sucks.
True.
And then you get chocolate milk, and you're like, no, this is just more of the protein stuff.
Interesting.
And the only other flavor available was strawberry, and I tried that, and I went, this is refreshing and different.
And again, it's not a judgment. I'm just genuinely trying to get to the bottom of this. So you mostly drink strawberry milk?
Almost exclusively.
Huh. Do you, like, do strawberry milk on cereal?
I tried it. It tasted like strawberries.
Huh. Do you do milk on cereal? Do you eat cereal?
I feel like this is a very aggressive interview.
I've come to realize that one of my favorite parts of this show is when I get answers out of you that I don't expect for semi-regular questions. And so what I've experimented with doing just now on this episode only, and we'll see how it goes, is I like it when you and I swap stories about our week, but I've decided that for after the commercial, I just want to try asking you questions and see how you respond to them, because you're a weird dude.
I mean...
Derek, don't look at it negatively. I just want to exploit you for comedy.
That's fair. If you must know, my morning is a bunch of pills, a protein shake, and some coffee.
Yeah, I know what you fuck with.
Sometimes I'll drink milk.
Okay.
That's my day.
That's totally fair. What a cool day. And then sometimes you come here, you're all fucking milked up, ready to go. What a guy. So do you drink, you don't drink sparkling water then?
I'll drink regular water. Okay. It sparkles if you look at it in the right direction.
Ah, if it sparkles, you should, babe, it might not be good to drink. No, I just wondered because when you, now I we don't have to get into specifics on this because we don't have to because that's not what podcast this is. I know what sort of your routine is in the morning because that was actually sort of like a pseudo diet thing that you got me turned on to for a while that I tried. It worked and then I didn't commit to it well enough and that's fine. That's not the important part. Important part is when you gave me the parameters for what I could eat and drink on that diet, that's when I started drinking. Whoops. That's when I started drinking sparkling water. And
that's fair. I'm fine with diet drinks, but a lot of people don't like the taste of aspartame. So
totally. The only drink I was ever able to tolerate that was like a diet was Diet A&W root beer.
Oh, interesting. I find it tastes not like regular root beer.
Yeah. It was one of the only ones that I ever had where I drank it and I didn't know I was drinking diet until someone told me.
Interesting. Can't do that with milk.
No, you can't have diet milk because that's just...
Imagine zero calorie milk and not skim milk. I mean diet milk.
You mean diet milk.
I mean diet half and half.
No fat. Nothing.
And it's diet, still carbonated too.
Diet half and half is one of the worst sets of words that I've heard in a long time.
What do you do for your food? I just drink diet half and half. That's what I plan on graduating to as I get older. You know, I gotta watch my health.
Well, you know, the doc says cholesterol's up, so here I am. I get up every morning. I have my diet half and half. I make love to my wife, and then I go to sleep.
I'd say all things in moderation, so I figure half of this, half of that.
That sounds like such a boomer joke. Like, all things in moderation, half of this, half of that. Like, that sounds like it's text over top of a minion on a mom's Facebook group.
Well, you know me. I'm basically the human equivalent of a minion. That's me.
You're the human equivalent of a minion. You don't want to take that back? Well, listen, editing DJ has more work to do.
I figure of all the things I should take back this episode, that's actually not number first, second, or third on the list.
No, it's not. You said a lot of things, like how you wanted to fuck a blueberry cow. Anyway,
that one, well, you're not going to let that one go.
Yeah, no, I'm never going to let that one go. I'm also not going to, well, Darren, here's the thing. I'm never going to let that go. I'm also never going to let you go, and here's why. It's because you're my friend. Thanks to Carter and the Capitals for the use of our theme song, You're My Friend, featuring Stephanie French, off of their self-titled debut studio album, which you can find on Spotify, Apple Music, and on their website, which I believe is carterinthecapitals.com. Let me double check. Yes, they got that URL. They secured it. carterinthecapitals.com/shop if you really want to get straight to the juicy stuff. It's on vinyl and CD as well. Go check them out. They're an amazing...
I need to know, do they sell milk?
Hold on, let me check. Oh my God, Darren, you're not going to believe it. They just renamed their band to Carter and the Milk Boys. So yeah, they actually sell milk there. You fucking idiot.
Their new single, Milk Duds.
Milk Duds, which it's is weird that the they got the name.
New clothes they wear.
Carter and the Capitals. We're not always going to do such an extensive piece on this. Unless we are, then fuck you.
This is the inaugural... Our friends are cool and make amazing music, so go check them out.
This is the thing. So the guitarist of Carter and the Capitals, I'm just going to be uber specific about this. So the guitarist for Carter and the Capitals, his name is Eric, and me and Darren went to high school with him, and he's an excellent dude, and he makes amazing music with this band. They are a treat to see live. while you're on CarterandTheCapitals.com, go check out their tour schedule, see what they're up to, see if they're anywhere near you. And if they're not, I don't know, fucking sit with your thumb up your ass and wait until they're there and then go to the show and dance your butt off. It's so much fun.
Or alternatively, walk there. Walk there now.
Walk there now. Walk there now.
Walk there now.
The purpose of the end of this podcast is so that you have something to listen to, which may or may not be silent, until you arrive at the Carter and the Capitals show. I'll wait.
So walk there now.
Walk there now.
This has been Friends with Microphones. My name is Darren.
My name is DJ.
Show that to your uncle.
Show that to your uncle. Walk there now.
Walk there now.
New theme song, new sign off? Do we just say walk there now?
No, because nobody will know what that means.
Walk there now.
Walk there now.
Show that to your uncle and walk there now. Bye.
Yeah, I'd fuck a blueberry cow.